I can remember standing on the stage. John was over there, Paul was in the middle, George and Pete. I was at the back. Ladies and gentlemen, direct from Hamburg, and he was about to shout, "The Beatles." And Paul sort of nudged him off the stage, and that's when the bedlam started. People actually rushed to the front of the stage. Well, the first time I'd experienced it, certainly. That was their first gig as the Beatles in the UK. The other four developed this stage show. This was stamping on the ground. And I remember my feet hurt. And they had cowboy boots, which they'd bought in Germany. I only had normal shoes. I think Winkelpickers had just come out. The Beatles' image in 1960 was leather-clad rebellion. Real rough and ready rock and roll. People never heard the real Beatles, but they should have heard them in Liverpool and Hamburg. I had no pretensions to be a professional musician. I honestly thought that this was how you spent your spare time. At the end of it, I just thought, what a great Christmas vacation I'd had. A couple of days later, I was back at college. I was just getting into chemical engineering. That's how I saw my life progress, you know. And these three guys wanted to be musicians. From 1962 onwards, everybody in the country knew who the Beatles were. 2 years before, they were just other people on the bill. I just happened to have been there when history was made. My bit was very peripheral. Four gigs as a substitute bass player. I have a friend here in Ulster who, had things gone different ways, might have been the bass player with Led Zeppelin.
So Ulster's the capital of the rock and roll.
Oh, Ulster is muso heaven, I tell you. When I play now with the Rackets, we pretend we're 18 and 19 again. I enjoy it. It's a fabulous place. Honestly, it sounds cheesy, but it's just a great place to be.